Yo, what is going on, everybody? It is your host Blue here for Blue's Talks, and we are finally here. We are finally at season two. Man, it seriously blows my mind every single time that I say it. I never thought that I would ever get this far. So I really want to thank each and every one of you so much for all the love and support during this entire journey and this entire process. It really does mean the world to me. I love nothing more than to be able to talk with you guys and kind of share my thoughts and get your thoughts as well. It really just makes for such a good human connection, and it really means so much that, you know, people like hearing a good conversation. So again, thank you so much. You are the reason that we are here for season two. And again, it still blows my mind. You know, when I started this journey, I never thought I would get past like one episode. I thought, okay, you know, I'm gonna do one episode and, you know, we'll see how it goes. And you know what? It went really well. I got so much positive feedback. And people, you know, we're really digging it. So thank you again so much. I really do appreciate the support. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be back and talking with you guys. There's been a lot going on, to say the least. Definitely a lot of stuff happening with with the virus still being what it is, and with Black Lives Matter going on, and everything that comes with that, all the protests, all the conversations. But you know what? As dirty and as rough as this road may be, it's extremely important. I think that we are finally making a step towards change. I think we've been stuck in such a rut for so long as a society, and as a nation and as a world, that we forget to hold on to what's really important. And that's, you know, the human connection. You know, we're all people. You know, we all, you know, want to strive to make something different. And it really blows my mind, to see such an overwhelming, love, for those who feel like they aren't getting treated fairly or they aren't human beings. And it's amazing to just see the change that's coming in people. It's really important. And, you know, it's important for generations ahead, because they're going to look back, you know, at this year, and they're going to say, you know, this was a tough year for the world, but it was a year that sparked something different, that actually sparked the change. And I think that's amazing. I'm all for change. you know, I have definitely had my run-ins, you know, with the police, and I have been victim of racial profiling, and it's definitely, you know, a serious thing. It's one thing for, you know, me to go out and feel like, you know, today could be the day. It's extremely hard to deal with. But the fact that so many people have risen up, for people who, like I said, feel like they're not getting treated fairly, to say, we're not going to take this anymore. This isn't right. This needs to stop. And I think that's so heartwarming to me. And I appreciate every single one that stands up for that. And everyone who believes in all the love, because that's how I strive to live my life, is with love and positivity. But yeah, it's definitely been quite a year. I didn't expect this. I didn't see this coming. I remember, I believe it was, I think it was back in, I want to say maybe, I mean, I heard about the virus and stuff, like earlier in the year, but kind of later in the year is when I kind of started really hearing about it, you know, started really paying attention, like, oh, well, there's this thing going on. But I never thought, like, even back then, thinking about it now, I never thought. I was like, oh man, well, it'll be, you know what I mean? It ain't gonna come here. We'll be all right. And then how wrong was I? It's been crazy. For my listeners who do not know, I am in Utah, Salt Lake City, and it's been a roller coaster ride. I mean, definitely, I can imagine it's been way crazier in other places, California being one of them, and Oregon and Washington and places like that. But we've definitely had our fair share of craziness going on here in Salt Lake. It's been nuts. We just had, well, I think we're still definitely having them, but the protests that were going on were absolutely insane. I actually went downtown, and I honestly kind of got caught in the crosshairs there. I was trying to get out of downtown, not realizing what was going on and why there was so much traffic, and I kind of got pinned down in the area. And I thought, you know what, this would be a good time to just kind of visualize this moment of people standing up. And I wanted to go ahead and take some pictures. So I pulled into a 7-Eleven. I got out of the car. There was people everywhere. Like, this 7-Eleven was covered like ants on a cookie crumb. Like, it was insane. And so I pulled out my gimbal that I had, and I put my phone on it, and I turned it on, and I just kind of, am trying to take some shots, get a little bit of video about what's going on. And man, it was insane, the way that some people were acting. There were a lot of good people out there who were just, trying to actually protest and actually do it in a nice way, in a peaceful way. But then there were people who were, flipping police cars over and setting them on fire. And I actually seen another car that got flipped over and well, not flipped over, but it got set on fire. Now, mind you, I was not like right in front of the car, but when I had seen it, I heard a noise, I heard someone screaming, and then everyone went towards one specific area, and I was like, oh, something's going on over there. As I'm filming, I start looking to my right-hand side, and all of a sudden I just see this little tiny cloud of black kind of just pile up on top. And then all of a sudden, that black got blacker and blacker, and it went towards the sky. And all of a sudden, you see this bright orange just coming out of that blackness. And I was like, oh my God, they done set a car, another car on fire. It was absolutely insane. It was crazy. And you know what? It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that people feel they need to act that way. Because I mean, that's not the way to get change done. I know that, we can't let them know that, we're gonna stand for this, because we want to take a stand. We don't want to put up with this anymore. But I mean, honestly, there are better ways to do things. There are more peaceful ways. More human ways to do things. I think people just get way too rambunctious about it. And I think, the younger generation, they don't, they have their own mindset and their own way they think they need to get things done. I mean, they will, they'll realize when they get older, on kind of how their actions were handled. But still, it was absolutely insane. And I hope that in the future, we can find a better way to do things. I actually think I think the protest in Ogden was super peaceful and super just, I think they all just were sitting in silence or something. I can't really remember, but yeah, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy, crazy journey. But like I said, we're headed towards change, you know, and change, the road ain't pretty sometimes. The road ain't pretty sometimes. But I think that, you know, the whole world's kind of had to make an adjustment to the way things are now. You know, masks, they're a thing. You know, you're seeing them in, I swear to God, I saw a commercial about it where people were, you know, they're making jokes about masks and stuff like that. And it's just the time that we're in. It's super crazy, super intense, but I have no doubt that if we keep doing what we're doing and people wash their hands and you know, do wear masks and keep themselves clean, then we won't have any problems and this will all be over, hopefully. Hopefully. You know, I'll tell you what, the main thing that really gripes me about the virus and what it did is not being able to go to the goddamn movie theater anymore. Oh my God. Like, okay, so for those of you who do not know, I am a movie buff. I love movies. I love going to the theater. I've been going to the theater with my mom on Christmas Day for I can't even tell you how long. It seems like forever. So movies were always a big thing. I would always go through all the cool movies in the year and stuff like that. And this year with the movies shut down, I was like, oh, what? Like, you're taking movies away from me now. But I heard they're actually opening back up. I think they're going to be open, here, in this week. So that's super cool. I mean, obviously it's going to be a weird experience with social distancing. I think people are going to have to sit a certain length apart, but which, you know what, is actually fine by me, because when I was younger, and I would go to the movies, I would, like, I don't know what was happening, but it seemed like I just, when I went in there, I had, like, super, super human ears and hearing, and I could hear, like, every little thing that people were doing. I could hear the crunches of, like, the popcorn bag and all the candy wrappers, and, like, for some reason, I don't know why, for some reason, it was super loud. And I was always just like, man, I wish I could just be in, like, this, you know, I want a few people in this motherfucker. You know, I don't need a bunch of y'all in here. But that was probably just my younger days. And I've definitely gotten way, way better. I don't even care anymore. But it's going to be different. I wonder if they're going to have you sit just so many lengths apart. Like, you got to be like at least two seats across, buddy. At least two, that's luxury seats. Two luxury seats across. If it's regular seats, it's going to take about four seats across, buddy. but yeah, man, I'm excited for the movies to start back up. And I'm really wanting to see that Black Widow movie, man. I really hope that they can release it in theaters, and that we don't have to watch it on Disney Plus. I mean, I get it. Like, I get that it could be beneficial, but I mean, honestly, it's really not going to be beneficial. I think Disney's going to lose a shit ton of money if they try to do that, which I think is why, honestly, they're holding out, which I don't blame them. You know, you would want to definitely make your money since you lost a lot of it this year. But you know what? You know what I heard? I heard that with the virus going on, that the NBA was looking for places to hold their games, a nice safe place to where they could social distance, they could do whatever they need to, they could train, they could do all their games and all that stuff, and Disney said, hey, we are Disney. Like, we've got Disneyland, we've got sports courts, we've got everything, so why don't you take the NBA, take all the teams that are playing, and why don't you bring them here? We'll have them play here, we'll have them stay here, and you know what, we'll turn it up a notch, we'll let their families stay here, and we'll let anyone who works for the NBA, that's part of the NBA in these games, we'll let them stay here with their families. That's a real thing right now. Disney is allowing the NBA and anyone associated with the NBA to come to Disneyland and stay there while they do the rest of their games. What? Man. So you know what? Right now, if anyone that's listening, if you or your family member is associated with the NBA, you literally have a chance to go to Disneyland right now. You literally have that chance. And on top of that, on top of all that, on top of being at Disneyland, you also are going to be getting to see all of the Marvel movies. They're gonna screen them for you early. So anyone that's associated with the NBA that's gonna be out in Disneyland is gonna see Black Widow and Eternals. Oh, way before anybody else. Man, oh, I really if hey yo, if anyone is associated with the NWA and you need a cousin, I'm your man, okay? I will be there. I'm cousin Daryl. I'm with him. Like, where do I sit? Where do I sit for the Black Widow movie? But yeah, that's a real thing, man. So yeah, I mean, no, I mean, all bullshit aside, like, if you really do know somebody that's associated with the NBA, hit them up. Like, you can go to Disneyland right now. It's super crazy, but that's Disney for you, man. They can take over and they can kind of do whatever they want to. It's absolutely nuts. It's crazy. But yeah, a little bit more about kind of what's been going on. I've definitely been I've been a busy little bee lately. I actually have recently just gotten into cinematography and photography. I've actually always been into photography for quite a long time, and I love cinematography. Like I said, I love movies. Anytime I see a music video, I just like I get so amped to see it. And I like to see different directions and the different shots that they do to kind of tell a story. So yeah, I recently did get into that, and I actually am kind of doing a cinematography thing. So I actually am running Blues Films. I am gonna be the lead. I am actually the main. Cinematographer, videographer, photographer, kind of just doing all of that stuff behind the scenes right now. But yeah, it's been such a cool journey. There's a lot that goes into it, but it's definitely worth it to me, to kind of see that side and kind of just get a different picture in things. I mean, I will always have my passions in life. I will always do music. I'll do music to the day that I die. But there ain't nothing wrong with learning something new and dipping your toes into a different type of water. And I love it. I think it's been, like I said, it's been absolutely mind-blowing. excuse me. Just seeing the type of stuff that you can do just with a simple program and a few clicks of the button, like you can literally do so much, and it's absolutely insane. I cannot wait to continue that journey, and learn more, and be able to help out other people who want to have something special. I remember when I was younger, I would light up when I went to go do a music video. It would be my priding moment, I was like, yes, like this is my time to kind of show myself and show my skills and my talent, and I want to bring that joy to other people who do music. So if anyone out there who's listening, if you are interested in doing like a music video or a project or just taking pictures, doing like a photo shoot, or just doing like maybe an interview or whatever you may your heart desire, hit me up. Hit up Blue. You can find Blues Films on Facebook right now, and or hit me up if you know where to find me. You can hit me up on the Blue page as well, on Facebook, and you can find me on like Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. But it's been a journey. It's been really, really cool. I recently went out to the Saltaire, took some photos out there. Absolutely gorgeous. And it was like the perfect weather. It was like so nice. It was the sun was kind of right at its peak when it was going down, so all the colors were coming out. Oh man, it was so crazy. But yeah, that's really something that's definitely been really cool for me to check out lately. It's been super dope. And for those of you who don't know, I also, with me being a musician and a writer, I love to write as well. So recently, I've actually been working on, I'm actually working on a couple of scripts right now. One I've actually been working on for quite some time. It's been it's been quite a journey for that one. But recently, I kind of been writing a couple more, and these ones are a little bit more shorter. They're not really feature full length; they're little short films. But it's been really, really interesting to write like that, and kind of dive into that kind of thing, because that kind of stuff is it's tough, man. It's and there's a lot of people that can like bust out scripts in like 48 hours. I am not one of those men. But yeah, it's been really cool. And that's another reason why I kind of got into the video thing. Not only did I want to make my own music videos, and do videos for other people, but I actually want to be able to make short films. I've had a lot of inspiration over the years of people who have made short films. Shout out to Bree and Dylan. They have a short film out. I think it's Carcade, that's not right. I'll link it here. But they made a short film, and it was absolutely amazing. It was, it was about the sci-fi, and the visual effects they did were crazy. Absolutely blew me away. So I mean, that's definitely something that I've had my eye on, and something that I want to do. So it's really, really super dope, to kind of dive into script writing and figuring out dialogue and action shots and all that stuff, and how to put that in words and still tell a story without it being overwhelming. It's been a super cool process. I love it. I love it. So be on the lookout for that. Like I said, you can find Blues Films on Facebook. And if you need anything done, any projects or anything, feel free to hit me up. Definitely got deals going. Them 2020 deals are not gonna last long. So be sure to hit me up for any work. But yeah, man, other than that, I mean, that's really kind of it for me. I've been doing still doing the music thing for sure. Actually, speaking of music, I don't know if you guys had seen anything, but I just released a brand new single. It's called Girls with Tattoos. You can find it on Apple Music. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play. Pretty soon, I believe you'll be able to find it on Spotify. But it is featuring one of my good friends by the name of Recognize from Strange Music. Thank you so much, Rec, for getting on that. Rec's such a good dude. And his lyrics are super dope. His cadence, the way his delivery is just insane. There's definitely not a rapper that's like him. If you have not heard, definitely go check that out. Super sexy track. Absolutely love it. I've been working on it for a very long time, so any love and support would definitely be greatly appreciated. Excuse me. So I've got more music coming. I've actually got a music video, a couple music videos in the works, so definitely be on the lookout for that. But I've actually got a I've got an album. I've got an album on the way, people. I've got an album on the way. We are super close to getting it done. I think I had a majority of it done before, before the virus hit. But then, things got pretty crazy. My engineer, he did have to shut down. So I was out of studio for a while. But it's definitely almost done. So be on the lookout for that. It's called Ictus. It's a super dope album. I think it's like really, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's probably the realest shit I've ever fucking wrote. Like it's I put my heart and soul into it. So I mean, it's definitely something worth checking out when it does drop. But there's been a lot of there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on with music lately. I saw that oh man, I am blanking on the name right now. Oh yes, I saw that. I try to blank his name out, but I saw Tekashi 6ix9ine. He had a music video or a song that dropped, and it absolutely exploded. And you know, I've never been a 6ix9ine fan, but the dude does crack me up. The dude does make me laugh. The best way that I can explain it, it's like when Riff Raff came out. I think people either like loved him or people hated him. And there were people who just loved to hate him. And I think that it's the same way with 6ix9ine. I think you'll have people who think he's funny and think he's like a genius, but then other people just think he's absolutely annoying. I could go kind of, you know, either way. He's pretty annoying, but he makes me laugh. I think it's pretty funny. And his videos just make me laugh. And he's so animated. He's literally like a cartoon character come to life. You know what he's like? He's like a Grand Theft Auto character that actually came to life and came out of the game. That's what 6ix9ine is. To me. But I mean, hey, I mean, I'm not gonna hate. I mean, if dude is, you know, if dude is blowing up, then more power to him, you know? Yeah. So recently, for those of you who don't know, you know, this season, I definitely wanted to take things kind of a different alley. You know, like I said, I love hip hop. It's what I do. It's what I breathe. But I mean, there's lots of other stuff that we can talk about. And one of those things, being like tech. So, and no, not Tech Nine, but just technology in general. It's super duper crazy, the world that we live in today, and just the things that they're making are absolutely insane. I saw this video the other day, and it was a video about a robot dog, and this robot dog, I believe it was like $75,000, and I guess when this company started out, they knew they had something on their hands, and they made this video of this kind of like a dog, but and it was kind of like wigging out and kind of sputtering everywhere, and they did trial videos, so they did like, I think it was like maybe, yeah, I think like five, maybe like there was five of them. Yeah, I think it was like five. But they perfected their craft, and they made this robot dog, and you control it with just like this remote control, and it's crazy. Like, and it's funny because like it can go up the stairs, it can go down the stairs, it can carry things for you. And it's just like really, really strange. And I honestly never thought I would actually see the day where, you know, AI is where it is today. And especially with like, you know, all the smart cars that they have, like Tesla right now, bro. Tesla, you know, Elon. Tesla's crazy. Like Tesla cars trip me out. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but Tesla cars, I think, could be like, you know what I mean, like a real threat in the future. Like, I mean, who knows? But the way it's looking, man, AI is definitely getting bigger. It's definitely becoming a thing. I mean, obviously we're not in iRobot world yet. But I mean, we're headed there. It's super crazy. Just on how far we've come and how far we've come with like our phones. Our phones these days are absolutely insane. It really blows my mind on everything that you can do with your phone these days. You know what? You know, if you guys really want to be real right now, so the phone that I'm rocking, that's my daily driver. Actually, only I have a Samsung. I have a Samsung Galaxy 8 Plus. That was my old phone, and I just got the last year. I got the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, and that's like my daily driver, my phone. And I love it. I absolutely love it. This phone, like, literally can do everything. It's funny because with this phone, I do all my writing on it. So all my scripts, I write on my phone. All my lyrics, I write on my phone. Sometimes I'll write them down on paper if I have it around, but my phone's a lot easier to access than paper and pencil these days. So all my scripts on my phone, all my lyrics on my phone, most of the beats that I have are on my phone. I'm doing most of my videos with my phone. I do have a DSLR that I'm using as well. But mainly for, like, you know, the wide angles and the, you know, the 4K shots, that's all right there from my phone. You know, what's funny is I'm running this podcast right from my phone. That's how intense this is to me. Like, it's absolutely insane. Just on how crazy it's gotten. And even with the space. I remember, you know, back in the day, you barely had any space for anything. Like, you could barely put anything on your phone. Now, you can get so much space on your phone, it's absolutely insane. On this phone already has an internal memory of 512 gigabytes. That's already a lot. Like, that's already enough for the normal person. The normal person, I mean, maybe not even normal person, the most outrageous person, 512 gigabytes, that's a lot of storage. And then with Androids, you know, they do have the expandable storage, so you can put an SD card right there in the slot, and then you have more memory. And the card that I currently have in my phone goes up to 1 terabyte. What? I'm sorry. Let me say that again. My phone has 1 terabyte? Dog. Okay. Like, that's... I mean, the reason I got it is because I knew I was going to be doing music videos, and I knew I was going to be doing shooting, so I knew I needed the storage. But, I mean, if I wasn't doing that, there would be no reason I would want to get a terabyte. I mean, it's great. It's great if you do take that many, you know, photos and videos, which, you know, my daughter definitely does. She takes up a lot. She is the most room on my phone, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, I mean, if you want that much storage, best believe you can have it. And it can all be in your phone. It's absolutely crazy. These things are like mini computers these days. It's absolutely nuts just on how far technology has come and the things that we can do with it. But again, it's super dope. I'm definitely not denying that. Even with the smartwatches, I know a lot of people got the Apple Watches, and the Apple Watch, you know, it's all right. It's cool. I do dig it. And, like, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate in the comments, but, I am an Android. I'm an Android stan. What can I say? I did start with iPhone. I did start with it. I think I had the iPhone. Was it the 3GS? I think I had the iPhone 3GS. It was this little tiny thing. Little miniature little thing, and it's got just a little tiny camera, and that was my main phone for a long time. And then I believe I didn't get another one. So I think that's the takeaway for me, is that I got the iPhone 3, like the 3GS or whatever, And then I never got another iPhone after that. And I don't know what it was for me about Apple, but I think Apple just made it really difficult to like customize your phone. Like I was really into kind of like, you know what I mean, customizing it and kind of making it mine, and making it the way that I wanted. But iPhone really restricts you from doing that. But you know what? It's super dope. I actually saw that in iOS 14, the new software, they actually are supporting widgets. Oh my God, that's so sick. So yeah, if you have iOS 14, then you're gonna get some widgets, and welcome to the world. Welcome to the world of widgets. But it's cool. It's cool to see Apple actually listening to their consumers. On what they want, and they want a little bit more customization there. And it's not something to where it's overwhelming. Like, I mean, obviously you're not gonna like make your own custom widgets and like you can on Android. But they're giving you that option, which is super dope. And I'm happy to see Apple going in that direction. It's definitely really cool, but yeah, it blows my mind, technology. Technology blows my mind these days. Yeah, it's been a crazy time. And I'm sure everyone is feeling everything that's going on. But again, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast journey. Today was, it's kind of a short episode. But I wanted to kind of give you a heads up for what is going to be coming. So the next guest that we are going to be having is going to be a secret. But the next episode of the podcast, it's going to happen. So it's going to happen every single Monday. So with today being the sixth, that is going to put the next podcast episode the next Monday after that. So that's going to be on the 13th. The 13th will be the next episode, and that's when we are going to start our guest lineup. We will have I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a schedule. So next week our guest lineup starts. We are going to have guests all the way up until the very last episode. So the very until the very last episode, I haven't decided on how many episodes season two is going to be. I guess we'll find out. But the last episode is just gonna be it's gonna be a Q&A. So for these next weeks, what I want you guys to do is hit me up with any sort of questions that you want to ask, or anything that you guys want to talk about, or if you anything you want me to answer about anything about with the podcast or with Blues Films or with just my music. Or anything that I'm interested in, or anything you're interested in, if you want to just shout out, let me know. I'm definitely going to be taking all of your feedback and all of your questions and anything you have, and we're going to talk all about it on the very last episode of season two. So reach out to me. You can reach out to me, like I said, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you have my number, text me. And yeah, just any questions you have, I'm gonna be compiling them for these next weeks. So we can have a nice big Q&A at the very end of this. And yeah, so yeah, like again, thank you so much for all the support, especially during this time. I can't even begin to tell you on how much it means to me, to really just to feel the love and the support. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And until next time, we will catch you on the next one.